In Northwest news from 88.5 KNKX, the Seahawks host the Los Angeles Rams Sunday afternoon in an NFC West showdown. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about how this game could affect the Seahawks' playoff chances.
What's at stake in this game, Art?
Control of the NFC West division. It's a big deal in terms of playoff positioning. If the Seahawks win, they will have swept Los Angeles, having beaten the Rams in the Coliseum 16-10 in early October. So that would give the Seahawks a tiebreaker and make them 9-5, as would the Rams be 9-5. And it doesn't decide everything yet because there's still a couple of weeks to play, but it would give the Seahawks a serious advantage. And if they lose, it's going to be tough. But what's happened with the Seahawks in this last week or two is really kind of important. I'm calling it a paradigm shift. The Seahawks, for the first time really in the Carroll era, are going to have to rely heavily on the offense because the defense is so battered and bruised with injuries that they no longer can carry a team like they did ever since Carroll's been there and really through the first part of this season.
And so they did lose a tough game on the road in Jacksonville last week. What did you see in that game that informs your opinion about that?
Well, besides the injuries, there was also a melee at the end of the game that sort of obscured people's appreciation for what went on in the game. Quentin Jefferson, a reserve defensive tackle, tried to go into the stands to go after fans when those fans threw stuff at him. And I thought for sure there was going to be a suspension, but the league decided not to. The fans have been banned indefinitely from future Jags games. Also in that game, which was very testy and intense, very physical game, the Seahawks had penalties against Michael Bennett and Sheldon Richardson besides Quentin Jefferson. And a scrum broke out in the last couple of plays when the Jags were in a victory formation, and they thought that Michael Bennett dove at the legs of the Jacksonville center. Michael Bennett said that he actually was trying to swipe at the ball to try to knock the snap away, but it looked bad. And Jefferson's actions looked bad, really bad taste. But besides all that, the Seahawks actually ran the ball 141 yards, and they averaged 5.9 a carry. That's a big deal because the Seahawks haven't been able to run the ball. They've got a running back now in Mike Davis, who seems to be recovered from some bruised ribs and is the best thing they've got going in the running game. On the offensive line, they've actually got a combination on the left side of newcomer Duane Brown with Luke Jokel now back healthy. They can run the ball first. And Russell Wilson is having very close to a most valuable player year as a passer and a runner. So this is going to be a game where the offense is going to have to carry the defense. And I think they've finally reached that point where they're a balanced offense that can be very hard for the Rams to defend. The Rams are 28th in the league this year in run defense. So I sense some vulnerability and I sense a balanced Seahawks team that can actually respond besides just Russell getting back there and chucking or running from harm.
Talking about the offense needing to carry the defense because of so many season-ending injuries they've had this year, the Seahawks certainly haven't been alone in that in the league. Have there been more this year?
I don't think so. I think in terms of pure numbers of players injured, there's no evidence yet that it's been more. But what's happened is just a lot of high-profile players. The upshot is that the team that has the greatest depth to replace those star players are the ones that are going to survive. The Seahawks coaching staff and general manager John Schneider deserve a lot of credit for being able to pull this thing off if they win Sunday. And, of course, they'll get all the criticism if they lose. But that's pro football.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.